This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, let's give a special shout-out, as always, to our active-duty military and veterans, and also a salute to our first responders, our EMS, our firefighters and police for the job they do, hospital neo room workers, 911 dispatchers, customs and border patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping out in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing, where you're doing it, thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, we've got Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast, his website, undergroundusa.com. And good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, folks, this hour of the program brought to you by our friends at Farrah & Farrah. If you're hurt in an accident, if you need a law firm that understands the pressure you're under, give them a call. Farrah & Farrah, the number 877-245-6707, available 24/7. That's 877-245-6707. Well, Mr. Frank, we had Joe Biden invent a new word yesterday, called Badata Care, whatever the hell that is. And his gaffes are continuing, but the words are being slurred, and we can't see his eyes, so we don't know what's going on with the dark sunglasses. But you and I talked about this, and we're talking a little medical shop here, being firefighter paramedics and firefighter EMTs in the day. Fact of the matter is that this looks very much like a stroke.
Yeah. Rule number one in politics is you never hide your eyes. People tend to not trust you if you're hiding your eyes. That's why you don't see a lot of people with wearing sunglasses on the campaign trail, even if it's sunny outside. You think back to Obama, think back to Bush, think back to Clinton. They didn't wear sunglasses when they were out. You know, when you have a stroke, your pupils are uneven. It's easy to spot if it's been massive. You do slur your words, and he's been saying these words with confidence.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first red flag for me. He's not expecting what's coming out of his mouth to come out of his mouth. He's disorientated about his surroundings and shocked with them at times. He's misidentifying things. His movements when he's not performing for the cabinet or the camera are cautious. You know, I'm not saying it's happened because you have to examine the person, but if I were in the back of the rig and somebody was presenting like this,
yeah,
and I couldn't see their pupils, I'd certainly be trying to rule that out.
Yeah, absolutely. And we don't know, and we're just talking a little shop here. There's something that could be done or might be mentioned. But in the meantime, let me drift over real quickly. Good morning. Is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Frank. Yes, our captain, as an American who happens to be black, why would I be interested in taking a vaccination that Bill Gates has a vested interest in and that has been funding this operation as far as developing through these pharmaceutical companies to develop this vaccine? He's a eugenicist, a racist. His father was connected with Margaret Sanger, who was a Democrat and was more or less developed by the Ku Klux Klan back in the 40s or 30s and further back, and who said herself that the black population has to be eradicated
Okay, now hold it. Your concern is the vaccine that's coming. Is that what I'm gathering?
Oh yeah, because of Bill Gates, who has a vested interest.
Okay, you know, all right. Give us a chance to answer the question, Mel. So we're going to do that, and thank you very much for the call. Okay, we know, Frank, and that was one of the talking points down the line here. We know that Jason Miller came out yesterday and said the U.S. is on the cusp of the COVID vaccine. Well, we know that because guess who's been the guinea pigs for it? The U.S. military, amongst others.
Mel's right. This is anybody with a vested interest shouldn't be pushing it. Mm-hmm. Bill Gates certainly is.
Yeah.
So's Fauci. He should recuse himself from everything and shut up.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
We've got a vaccine for the regular flu.
Mm-hmm. And pneumonia.
Mm-hmm. And the regular flu is by and large much worse than what we're seeing here as far as fatalities are concerned every single year.
Correct.
So vaccines don't guarantee you jack. The one thing that needs to be pointed out, and the American people are shocking me at this, is we have a 99.6 survival rate for this thing.
Right.
You know, so when did we turn into a nation of pantywaves? I'm not saying if you get it, it's not a serious thing, but this isn't like 50% of the people who get it die. This isn't the plague.
No.
You know, and whether you want to admit it or not, the governors in California, Illinois, and New York are using this, and Michigan, are using this as a political weapon coming into the election.
They are. Hold that thought. And when we come back, folks, more with Frank Salvato, the host of the Underground USA podcast, and also go over to undergroundusa.com, read the great articles he puts over there, too. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You bet you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and the brand new 2021 Rogues are in at Moss Nissan. They've made some incredible upgrades to this fantastic SUV, and the Rogue has really gone rogue. It starts with quilted leather seats, new cutting-edge digital display, cordless phone charging, and a full suite of safety and driver assistance technologies that come standard, including the intelligent all-wheel drive. Now, the new Rogue nearly drives itself, and I've driven many miles in a Rogue. I've had four of them over the years from Moss Nissan, and I know that you'll enjoy the great pricing and fantastic service you get from Moss Nissan, too. Now, Moss Care is included with any vehicle purchased, a tremendous added value pack that makes servicing your Moss vehicle a breeze. There's over 800 vehicles now in stock, so Moss Nissan will probably have the vehicle you're looking for at the other dealerships don't. So Moss Nissan and Acura is the home of You Serve, You Save. That's the program that puts pastors, veterans, active duty military, and first responders up on a pedestal. Remember, Nissan stores are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and the all-new Nissan Acura and Nissan dealership on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Visit them online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And remember, the choice is simple, the choice is clear. The choice is here, MossNissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast website, undergroundusa.com. Good morning again, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Now, the electricity going on at all these rallies and what we're seeing going on at all these rallies is just totally totally unbelievable. We've never seen anything like it. And the pollsters right now, the Democratic pollsters, are starting to doubt a Biden win. Some are actually coming out and saying Joe Biden is in trouble.
Yeah, if we're going to go with their theory that Biden was in the lead, then the question becomes, because Trump has big momentum, what they call Big Mo in the Beltway, is there enough time for the Big Mo to actually metastasize into a win? Normally you want that 2 weeks to 3 weeks out from Election Day. People have been voting for a month now. Yep. Some people are going to be able to vote 3 days afterwards. I think that's ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
I also think early voting has to be readdressed because this voting a month out thing, people in Iraq had to dip their fingers in purple. They made it to the polls within 72 hours. I think we can do that here in the United States. So let's stop being so lazy and demanding convenience when a media cycle can actually throw something into a complete 180 for people and your vote's already cast. That's got to stop. You know, election day is election day. I'll give you election week, maybe. But this 30 days out where you're voting by mail and early voting, that's got to stop. When you look at the polls, the tightening ones, I mean, follow the money. Politics is, especially national politics, is usually about the money. So where's Biden not spending money where the race is tight?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that he's confident. When you stop spending money, it means you cede. You know, so in North Carolina, he pulled all his resources in North Carolina except for the national ad buys.
Yep.
You know, that means he doesn't think he's going to take North Carolina. Same with Georgia. Mm-hmm. He's in Minnesota for mm-hmm. goodness sake.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota, it should be a blue state. Mm-hmm. Why is he campaigning in Minnesota? It's mm-hmm. because he's scared he's going to lose.
Mm-hmm. Now, stores are boarding up, closed for Election Day. Scared to death something's going to happen. Most of these are blue cities where this is going on, bracing for possible violent riots. And to that, I say these are going to be Democratic sympathizers doing the majority of this in Democratic blue cities. Why wouldn't Biden and Harris get out ahead of this and say, hey, look, cool it. We don't need this. Accept the results for what they are. You want to have a peaceful protest, that's one thing, but don't go burning, don't go looting, and get out in front of it. Why wouldn't they do that?
Because if he denounces the people who do this, they might get their feathers ruffled and not vote. You know, remember, Biden and Harris, and I'm going to use this word, some people are going to think it's harsh, but it's the truth, they're whores for votes.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he hasn't come out forcefully against Antifa. You got to pull that denial out with a bad tooth.
Yeah.
You know, so and let's also keep in mind if the mayors of these big cities are so damn confident that Biden's gonna win, why are they boarding up?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shouldn't these people be celebrating because their guy won?
Yeah. And here's another interesting little fact. Joe Biden is going to be campaigning with some Hollywood celebrities and, of all people, Lady Gaga. But that didn't work for Hillary. What makes him think it's going to work for him?
No, maybe she'll wear her meat suit. You know, celebrity endorsements, if you're voting because a celebrity or a sports figure says that they're voting for somebody, then you're an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take the time to figure out if this person is someone you want to vote for or not. Not because Lady Gaga says go vote for this person, or Rob Reiner for that matter. You know, here's another guy who's associated with meat. You know, he's down in Texas trying to tell people that they should vote blue. What do Texans give a damn what Rob Reiner, a Hollywood millionaire, has to do with anything? Texans should escort him to the border, just like they escorted Kamala Harris to the border.
Maybe he bought some boots in El Paso.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. You know, bought some boots in El Paso. He wouldn't know how to put on a cowboy boot.
All right, well, let's talk about Dr. Fauci, little Dr. Fauci, because last night, and you were probably sleeping when this went on, about 1 o'clock in the morning, the crowd started up down there in Opa-locka, just north of Miami, going, fire Fauci, fire Fauci, fire Fauci. And he kind of insinuated, he meaning the president, that maybe he might reconsider what he might have to do after the election. He might get rid of Dr. Fauci, and the crowd started in. Now, of course, Fauci yesterday made some interesting comments again about the pandemic, and he kind of blamed the president for what was going on, but he was the one giving the advice.
A true scientist doesn't get himself involved in politics. This guy's gotten himself front and center in politics. He is a camera hog, and he is baking in the spotlight because he's gotten addicted to the 15 minutes of fame.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's a guy who just about every step of the way has either flip-flopped or gotten it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if this is the best that we've got, and he's constantly flip-flopping and getting it dramatically, not just wrong, but dramatically wrong. Remember, his very first assessment for fatalities in the United States was 2 million.
I know. Mm. Yeah.
You know, so he falls back on this, well, we didn't really know. Well, if you don't really know, then don't shoot your mouth off and be consistent in your theory of washing your hands and covering your mouth when you sneeze and taking care of the vulnerable. Don't come out with this BS that you got to shut down the entire economy. This guy's a fraud, and right now he's a glory hog.
Now, we know the president is doing better with black voters, right?
Mm-hmm. Last I looked, 32%.
We know he's doing better with Latino voters, right?
And last I looked there, 50%, yeah.
Now we know he's doing better with younger voters because we had a call from Lafayette, Indiana, and Purdue University. One of the adjunct professors there gave us a call and told us that the younger voters were starting to move towards the president. They liked his idea. They liked his vim and vigor and his enthusiasm, and that was driving them to think about voting for Donald Trump, and that's what he told us.
Yeah, and it's a Democratic that doesn't usually vote unless it's for a quote-unquote historic reason. That's why they showed up for Obama. You know, these people, this demographic wants opportunity, and they want to be able to keep more of their money when they get out of college.
Yeah.
So you've got a sizable portion of that demographic that doesn't buy onto, you got to give me everything for free, and Marxism is awesome. You know, don't get me wrong, there's a sizable portion of that demographic that doesn't mm-hmm. understand about Marxism and mm-hmm. celebrates it, but mm-hmm. just as many don't.
So let's throw this out there and finish up our morning with this. The corporate tax Joe Biden wants to increase from 21% to 28%. That's really going to help things because that gets passed along directly to the consumer. And if you eliminate the Trump tax cuts, which is what Biden says he's going to do, every single one of us that got a cut, and that's most of us, are going to wind up getting a tax increase. And we're not going to wind up paying more taxes. Shame on Joe Biden for lying to us.
Yeah, it's about $2,000 a year out of the average person's pocket. And don't forget to add in, not only with this corporate tax increase and the annihilation of the Trump tax cuts, the regulations he wants to put back in, they're going to cost businesses money, which means the cost of goods goes up. So everything he has to do with his economic plan is a tax increase.
You betcha. I'll talk to you, let's see, we might do a special call on Wednesday morning.
Let me know.
All right, I will. Thanks, Frank. Okay, Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast, undergroundusa.com, the website. And when I come back, I think I got a surprise guest calling in. Might be one of the political candidate people.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
One day and counting. Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden.
Every day is a new reminder of how high the stakes are, of how far the other side will go to try to suppress the turnout, especially here in Philadelphia. President Trump is terrified of what will happen in Pennsylvania.
President Trump.
And now we're finally protecting our nation, rebuilding our cities, and we are bringing our jobs, our factories, and our troops back home to the USA where they belong. It's enough. It's enough.
Trump will hold rallies in four battleground states Monday, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan, where he'll actually hold two rallies. Joe Biden will focus on Pennsylvania and Ohio during the final day of campaigning. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
Oh, yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Farrah and Farrah. Now, the injury law experts at Farrah and Farrah measure their success by only one thing, and that's your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Farrah and Farrah has won over $1 billion for its clients, with offices across Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Peter, Petersburg, and Bradenton, and their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Now, Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around, and they're dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So, whether you've been injured in a car crash, a truck accident, slip or fall on the job, you can trust that Farrah and Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit their website, farrahandfarrah.com, or give them a call, 877-245-6707. All right, and joining us right now, we have a special guest on the telephone line. It's Christine Quinn running for Congress over in the Hillsborough County area. Hello there, kiddo.
Well, good morning, Tampa Bay. How are y'all?
You got it. And you know, I start up my show by going, good morning, America. Hello, world. So there you go. You did it for me. So you're running for Congress against Kathy Castor. Tell us what's going on there. I know you've been doing pretty well lately. I've heard a lot of really good reports.
Well, we have run a very clean campaign. I tell you, my daughter, Allison Craig, give her a shout out, has just been a rock star. And that's when college pays off, my friend. She got her degree in communications, and really politics is really about marketing your candidate, and she has done a fabulous job. So we've been on TV. We've been on the radio with you, Captain Matt. We thank you so much. You know, I really do appreciate it. But she's gotten me on Twitter. You know, when we started this thing, I didn't even tweet. I'm a businesswoman. I don't tweet. But, you know, the president tweets, and now I get why he tweets, because, you know, it really meets a lot of people. It really hits home with people. And so we started with 54 people. Now we have over almost 13,000. Mm-hmm. So you can go to, you know, the little @ Elect Quinn. Follow us on Twitter. We always post some really good things up there, and we have our Instagram going, and I'll tell you what, it's just been a fabulous ride, one, being with my daughter and just watching her bloom, and two, just getting out to meet everybody. Oh, my gosh. She's had me everywhere. We've been with the Latinos for Trump, the Black Voices for Trump, the Vietnamese for Trump, the Haitians for Trump, the Hindus for Trump, Impact. Oh, thank you, Impact. I'll tell you, what a great organization. The Hindus here in Tampa are all about business. They're family-oriented business people. They care about America. They came here to live in freedom. And that's the message that I'm getting from every one of our diversity group. And, you know, I don't even like saying minority anymore. We're not minorities. We're human beings. We're all here in it together. And God is a respecter of no persons. We all want the same things. Mm-hmm. We want to sit down at our coffee table, eat, break bread with each other, talk about what's happening, rear our children in the ways they should go, hope they meet someone they can be in love with, and be free.
Well, we have a question on the Internet here. Somebody heard you were on, and they just sent me a question. The question's as follow. This is from Mary. Doesn't say where Mary's at. There's several Marys called the program, so I have no idea which one this is. And Mary is saying that very concerned about Social Security. Joe Biden keeps saying it'll be broke by 2023. What's the real story?
It will be if Biden gets elected. If Biden gets elected, it will be broke. So, you know, at least he's telling the truth there. No, you know, see, what people don't understand is that we pay in to Social Security. It's not an entitlement in the sense of something that's given out by the government. It's ours. Those are our dollars we put in. This started, you know, years ago to support wars and kind of be a retirement for people. But that's your money, and it needs to be protected. And when I'm in Congress, we're going to make sure that we protect our Social Security. And we've got to get those people that are on Social Security that should not be. There are a lot of people receiving Social Security checks that actually should not be receiving them. So I think we need to go through there and clean it up, and that's not going to be an easy job. But I think with Trump in charge, that man knows how to handle money.
Yeah.
He knows what it's all about. And he's going to make sure that our Social Security is protected, because he's already, I mean, look what he's done with China. Look what he's done with these other countries, making them foot their bill for wars. He's brought in more money from other countries that are finally paying their fair share, their 2%, into the United Nations. I mean, come on. This guy knows what he's doing. We need Trump in there because he's a businessman. He knows how to run a country. All you have to do is look.
Yeah.
Promises made, promises kept.
Yeah.
But he needs strong leadership like me in there to help him. Business people. I'm a businesswoman. I understand you have to balance your budget.
Yeah.
I can't pay my bills.
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to get this, our trillions of dollars of debt under, rein it in and stop it. But the only way to do that is exactly what Trump's doing. Stopping
right.
this nonsense of going and trying to bring our manufacturing businesses back and keeping our economy strong and keeping those dollars rolling in. And you know the only way to do that is to get people back to work. Get our businesses open. You can't shut down the nation. But what did Biden say he's going to do?
Yeah.
He says he's going to shut down our businesses.
Okay.
If he shuts down my business, we're done.
Okay, let's talk about Medicare for a second, because Biden said, folks, we keep the private insurance if you choose to, or you can choose the Medicare-like option. Well, here's the fact of the matter, and I checked this one out, okay? This is me. I verified this one. Biden's public option will, in fact, end up destroying private health insurance, just like Obamacare did to a number of plans, like my Cadillac plan, crowding out these plans with a subsidized government-run health plan. Who are they kidding?
Apparently the American people. So I think people really need to wake up and do a little bit of research. You know, we have so much technology and information right in our hands. We carry it with us every single day, for crying out loud. Get on your phone and start to look it up. Look it up. Do some research. Biden is going to kill this country. He's going to kill this economy. And it's going to be devastating. Medicare, social medicine, you know, go look at these other countries. Go to Britain. Yeah, sure, if you break your arm, you're going to go in and get a cast put on it for free. If you break your arm in America, you can go to an emergency room if you don't have insurance. They're going to put a cast. They're going to treat you.
Mm-hmm.
You will get treated in America. Mm-hmm. No one's going to deny you services. And they will figure out a way for you to be able to pay it if you don't have insurance. Florida is one of the best in the nation for
Medicaid.
That. But Medicaid mm-hmm. is a big, you know, this is for our senior citizens. This is a big issue. And it will be totally destroyed with Biden in place. We cannot let that happen.
No.
You know, my husband, as you know, got sick, and he had to go on Medicaid way earlier. And it's kind of complicated. I think we need to be able to make it a little bit more transparent. People understand what Medicaid is, Plan A, Plan B, when you can get on it, what you can receive through that, what your if a parent gets sick and their children can also start to receive Medicaid. It's a very complicated system.
Okay.
But it will be destroyed by the Biden plan.
Well, we've got about a minute left, so what I want you to do is tell everybody how they can find out more about you. I know you have a website. It's win-quinn.com. And to vote for you in Hillsborough County, certainly that's Congressional District 14, correct?
Yeah.
They got to get out. They got to vote because
yep.
Donald Trump needs all the support he can get, and you're one of the people that can help him.
Well, I will definitely be a voice in his ear and a vote to support freedom in America and to support these programs. So security, I will help. I will be up in Washington, D.C. to be a voice for Hillsborough County. Make sure the federal dollars that are supposed to come to Tampa get to all the people, not special interests, not just to USF. You know, I'm all for USF. Don't get me wrong. But a lot of money seems to get funneled into there that also should be distributed around the whole county. So we need a little bit more fairness in this county, and I will be the voice for every nook and cranny of Hillsborough County. Also, when I'm elected, get out there and vote on Tuesday. Vote for Christine Quinn. And I will always have an open door policy. You will be able to get a hold of me. You're not going to just get some typed up letter. Thank you very much. And you know, we do get thousands of those, but I will make sure that I am here and that I have town hall meetings and I'm available to come meet with the people. Everybody can come out and have access to their congresswoman so that your voice is represented in Washington, D.C.
All righty. I want to thank you very much, and I wish you the very best of luck, and we'll be talking to you, I hope, election eve.
Yes, or Wednesday when I'm your congresswoman.
You got it. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yep, bye-bye. That's Win Quinn, win-quinn.com, win-quinn.com, the website. Go there, check it out, and remember, in Hillsborough County, you've got two choices, a good choice and a bad choice. Take it that way.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Dominique's Blinds and Decor. More about them at the end of the segment. And, of course, right now we have got and we are joined by, and this is a brand new segment we're going to be doing. It's going to be called the Sports Scoreboard, unless we can cook something else up with Patrick Hyland. And on the telephone line right now, I have got Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir, and beautiful morning it is. Big day tomorrow with voting. Everybody get out there and vote, Captain. Yesterday in sports, big day. Mr. Chase Elliott wins at Martinsville, still a championship four spot, as Brad Keselowski and Denny Hamlin also advance. But Mr. Harvick has been eliminated. So for all our race fans out there listening on these great channels, we appreciate it, and pretty exciting stuff there. Now we'll get to the NFL, Captain. The Steelers, they were able to stop the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson late. So that's how they were able to come up with the win. And then in a big upset, the Dalvin Cook and his four TDs helped the Vikings beat the Packers. What a game that was in good old Lambeau Field. Some weird weather across the Midwest yesterday, Captain, that made these games very interesting, to say the least. Now, as from your old hometown area, Mr. Cam Newton had a fumble late in the game and allowed the Buffalo Bills to hold on and win versus the Patriots. So that's the first time they've beaten the Patriots since 2011, 34-31 when Mr. Tom Brady threw four interceptions that day. Now, tonight, Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be taking on the New York, as they love to say, football Giants.
The New York football Giants.
Yeah, a little hard to sell it. Very good, Captain. The reason they say that is because it used to be the New York Giants baseball team.
That's now, right. Yes, that's right.
It's been 60-plus years, but they're still going to do that. But anyhow, so also in football news, the Dolphins knock off the Rams. So Tua, the quarterback from Alabama, and the Dolphins' first-round draft choice, got his first start, and they beat the Rams. The defense played great, and they just put it on them. The Rams have been traveling a lot and coming across the country to play a game. People don't realize it's not very easy, Captain, as you can imagine. Mm-hmm. So, also, Joe Burrow, another rookie quarterback. The Bengals upset the Titans. Derrick Henry, for all you football fans out there, fantasy football fans, had a decent day. A lot of people have them on their fantasy team. And that was, you know, a lot. Last night was a rough game, Captain. The Dallas Cowboys had to go with third-string quarterback, and they got beat pretty soundly, to say the least. Philadelphia Eagles beat them 23-9, and it was an ugly game, though. Just not what we're looking for. That NFC East is just not a good division this year. And now with all the injuries there, it's just not good, Captain.
Well, New Orleans yesterday was kind of strange because Drew Brees was sitting on the bench for a while.
They were milking that clock, so it did seem like he was sitting on the bench forever. You're right about that, Captain.
Yeah.
But that was a good game. That was a very good game. That was probably the best game, you know, of the week, in my opinion. I mean, went in overtime. They won in Chicago. I thought it'd be a close game. We talked about that on the Sports Zone.
Yeah.
On this great station. You can hear us from 11 to 12 on Sundays talking sports. The Seahawks held on 37-27 against the 49ers. So those two games. A lot of people wonder. And then one of the best comebacks of the day, Captain, the Denver Broncos came back against the L.A. Chargers and won 31-30. And they were down by a lot. The Chargers now have lost three games after leading by 17 points or more. You can't do that in the National Football League, Captain. That's been doomsday, the Atlanta Falcons, and now it's, you know, doomsday to the L.A. Chargers. We got to say this. I'm sorry, Joe Weaver, but his Cleveland Browns lost 16-6 to the Las Vegas Raiders. Can't even say the Oakland Raiders anymore, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then and then we already talked about the Buccaneers and Giants tonight. So that's going to be
Let me ask you a question. Hot Stove League coming up. The Bucks. Listen to me. You got me thinking football. The Rays got rid of catcher Mike Zunino and Morton, the pitcher.
Charlie Morton. It's not official yet, Captain. Hopefully they can renegotiate their contract.
That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, and they can stay in place. Kevin Kiermaier also, there's been some rumors. You know, it was a tough way to lose the World Series. People's tempers are flaring a little bit. People are upset. You know, I'm a big proponent of Captain, you know, dance with the girl who brought you, okay? And, you know, Cash went this far this year. You know, is there some discrepancy on what he might should have done in the final game of the year? Yeah, we can second guess until we're blue in the face. But
oh, you mean taking Snell out? Is that what you mean?
Yes, sir. You know, you can take that.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just, I don't like doing that to a manager. It's a very tough job till you get to that level, Captain.
Well, he was playing the computer game there. Wasn't it the analytic game?
Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah, the analytics. Okay. And, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
You know, I don't know. We'll never know.
Next year, we'll never know. A real baseball season.
All right.
Can't wait for the football season.
All right. We will be talking to you tomorrow, and hopefully you'll have yourself a great day, and we'll have some more stuff to talk about tomorrow when we do our sports segment.
God bless. Thank you, Captain.
All right. Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone. You can hear all about him. And, oh, by the way, I'll be right back, and I got a caller on the line. We'll take that caller.
Hey, everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland.
and he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty, and now we're going to go to the telephone line and waiting very patiently. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd in Tampa. How you doing?
I'm busy.
Good, good. Let me say a prayer if I can before the election. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the United States of America. We thank you for our military. We thank you for our cops. We thank you for our first responders. We thank you for our president, Donald J. Trump. We thank you for all you've done for us. Lord, we come to you right now because our country, this land, the United States of America belongs to you. And we ask every American to go vote for Donald Trump. Go vote for the Republican House Congresswoman, Christine Quinn. Go vote for Sandy Merman for County Commissioner all the way down to the ballot, Father. We just thank you, Lord Jesus. You're the warrior king. You're the lion of the tribe of Judah. And we thank you, Father, for Captain and Rush Limbaugh and those who stand out there and go to bat. I've been with the captain. We had 16 stations before Donald Trump stood on the escalator in Trump Tower. And I've been with him almost every night since. And we thank you that the Holy Spirit moves on the American people and say, no, you don't, Joe. No, you don't. We're not for socialism. We're for Jesus Christ. We're for freedom. We're for liberty. We're for no one telling us what to do and how to do it. We're the United States of America, and we listen to the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's who we serve. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for victory in advance. We thank you that this is over tomorrow night, and we thank you that we have our country back, and we have our House back, and we have our Senate back, and we stand up for the rule of law, we stand up for law and order, and most importantly, we stand for our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you, Captain. You've done more than most people in this country. Peace.
All right, thank you very much, and appreciate Todd doing that, and I got a contractual obligation right here, and I got to get to it right now. Now, don't forget Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, down there in Sarasota. They are the very best at what they do. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And don't forget, Dominic's also offers installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, so you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Make sure you remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Just give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or stop by the store. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, they are the very best at what they do, and I highly, highly recommend them. Well, down to the wire, folks. Tomorrow, election day. Got to get it right. Remember, your choice is plain. The choice is simple. There's no doubt about it. We can either be a better country, a better America, or we can go by way of, Cuba, North Korea, China, Iran. Pick a country. Just pick a country where socialism, Marxism, tyranny rules. Get it right, folks. Get it right. Vote, vote, and vote some more. I'll see you tonight in the radio. Don't go nowhere. More.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.